From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Historically, black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, play an important role in the economies of the states where they're located. This is according to a new report out today from the United Negro College Fund. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at how these schools have become economic drivers in their communities.
Colleges and universities tend to boost job growth in a region, says Jonathan Rothwell, an economist at Gallup. And
they generate new residents in a way that really no other business does.
That's also true for the nation's 100-plus HBCUs. The report from the United Negro College Fund says HBCUs spur economic activity to the tune of $14.8 billion annually through expenditures like housing and services, says Peter McHenry, an economist at William & Mary.
From the college spending money for a local catered event to the caterer using those revenues to buy food from a local vendor.
Some HBCUs have struggled with low endowments and lack of funding. Despite that, the increased earnings of graduates and local jobs created have a ripple effect. Like in Mississippi, says Brian Bridges, who worked on the study.
All the five HBCUs in Mississippi generate $774 million in total economic impact.
And with more students registering at HBCUs, states could see even more significant growth. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.